Imagine if your smartwatch didn't just count your steps, but could actually understand what's happening inside your heart in real time. Not just as a generic number, but personalized to you, your specific cardiovascular health profile. That's the vision driving some exciting work that just came out in NPJ Digital Medicine, and it's way more sophisticated than you might think. So here's the challenge these researchers set out to tackle: getting accurate blood pressure readings from something non-invasive, like a wearable with bioimpedance sensors, without needing a bunch of ground truth data to train your model. That's actually really hard. Blood pressure is complex, and everyone's cardiovascular system is slightly different. Now, this is where it gets interesting. The traditional approach would be either pure physics, using a Windkessel model, which is basically a way to simulate blood flow through your arteries using some clever mechanical analogies, or pure machine learning, which works great if you have lots of data but struggles when you don't. But what if you combined them? That's exactly what the authors did. They created something called Windkessel Physics-Informed Neural Networks, or WPINNs. Essentially, they embedded the physics of the Windkessel model directly into a neural network. The network has to respect the physics constraints while also learning from whatever data it has access to. It's elegant, actually. Key findings. Let's talk about how well this actually works. The results are pretty compelling. They showed 12 to 25% improvement in root mean square error compared to conventional data-driven approaches. In practical terms, that translates to predictions accurate within about 5 millimeters of mercury for systolic blood pressure and about 4 for diastolic. That's clinically meaningful. But here's what really impressed me. They could estimate personalized cardiovascular parameters, things like arterial compliance and peripheral resistance, which are the real drivers of your blood pressure profile, with percentage errors between less than 1% and about 6%. These aren't just numbers the model is spitting out. They're interpretable, physiologically real quantities. And then there's the data efficiency angle. They found that their model reached peak performance with just 5 samples for diastolic prediction and about 15 for systolic. 15 training samples. That's the kind of data scarce scenario that would totally break a conventional deep learning model. They also tackled uncertainty quantification in a clever way. Instead of treating uncertainty as an afterthought, they embedded it into the physics. By looking at the residual error in the Windkessel equations themselves, they could identify which predictions were likely to be less reliable. And it worked. There was statistically significant correlation between their physics-driven uncertainty estimates and actual prediction errors. So why does this matter? Well, on the immediate level, you're looking at a pathway toward truly personalized continuous blood pressure monitoring from a wearable. That's valuable for people managing hypertension or other cardiovascular conditions. But I think the deeper significance is about how we're learning to combine different types of knowledge. Physics-informed neural networks are becoming mainstream in machine learning, but deploying that concept for something as clinically relevant as cardiovascular monitoring is a step forward. You get the best of both worlds: the interpretability and efficiency of physics and the flexibility of neural networks. The clinical interpretability angle is crucial too. When your model tells you something about your cardiovascular parameters, you can actually explain why those parameters matter and what they mean for your health. That's huge for clinical adoption. Doctors don't want to trust a black box, and they shouldn't. And the uncertainty quantification, that's critical for clinical decision support. You're not just getting a prediction. You're getting a sense of confidence in that prediction, grounded in the physics of the system, that lets you know when to be cautious. Look, we're still early. This is computational work validated on synthetic datasets. And there's definitely more work to do on real-world patient data. But what we're seeing here is a really thoughtful approach to a real clinical problem. It's the kind of work that could enable precision medicine at scale, personalized treatment interventions, early disease detection, continuous monitoring that actually understands your individual physiology. The fact that they can do this with minimal training data and actually produce interpretable, clinically relevant outputs, that's the combination that gets me excited about where healthcare AI is heading. So if you're thinking about wearables and digital twins, or curious about how we're deploying physics-informed machine learning in clinical contexts, the paper is Cardiovascular Digital Twins Using a Windkessel Physics-Informed Neural Network in NPJ Digital Medicine. Definitely worth checking out.